go to Exodus chapter 3. And God answers that prayer of crying out in a very, very unusual place. Moses, who tried to deliver Israel by taking situations in his own hand, only made things worse for him and for his own safety. And he had to fled Egypt because of what he did. And he ended up in the desert. And he was taking care of sheep of his father-in-law. And what's interesting is that so much can be learned by shepherding sheep. The first church that I pastored was up in the mountains in a state called California, high in the mountains, in a valley. And that valley was 4,400 feet above sea level. One of the families in that church raised sheep. They had a band and a half of sheep. That's 1,500 sheep plus lambs. It's a lot of sheep. And they would take them right through town, only one road through the town, and it was blocked with sheep, and they don't move fast. And the sheep went out the highway to a place where they would graze. They had a little camping trailer that they put out where the sheep graze, because sheep need a shepherd all the time. And the teenagers of this family would spend the summer out there watching and guiding the sheep. And you need a lot of patience if you're working with sheep. Moses, because he was impatient, was exiled, self-exiled. And now here he is with these sheep learning patience. And as Moses was with the sheep, and it says he was on the far side of the desert, he was way out there, a messenger of God appeared to him there in the flames of fire coming out of a bush. Well, I don't know a lot about the topography there. I mean, I've seen pictures of it. I was in Israel, but not in that area where Moses was. But for bushes, I guess, in intense heat, to catch on fire wasn't totally unusual. But what was really unusual, here's a bush with fire coming out of it, and it wasn't being burned up. And so God got Moses' attention, and really it was an answer to the prayer we just talked about in the little short video before, to get Moses' attention so he could share his plan with Moses about how he was going to answer the prayer of the Israelites in Egypt that were crying out to God. And so this messenger appeared to Moses, and Moses looked at the bush, and it was so strange for him to see that bush on fire and not burning. When God saw that Moses came over to see it, God called to him out of the bush. And he said, "Moses, Moses." And Moses answered him, and he said, "Here am I. I'm right here." And God said, "Don't come any closer. Take off your sandals, because this place where you're standing is holy ground. And he said, "I am the God of your ancestors." And Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at the voice of God. And we need to realize that when we come into God's presence by prayer, we're standing on holy ground. He said, take your sandals off. Now, I'm not saying you have to take your shoes off. But the whole idea is, do I realize where I am? I am standing in the presence of God every single time I pray or cry out to God. Remember that. Remember that you're having a face-to-face encounter with a holy God. And that also can affect the content of my prayer. If I was to have an audience with a president or a king or a queen or someone very, very important, and I had an opportunity to speak to them, I would carefully think through what I was going to ask them. Think of that. Don't use a lot of frivolous words or words that don't make a lot of sense, or you're not really coming to the point when you come into the throne room of God. Be specific. The more specific we are and what we're praying, the more we'll see answers to prayer. If our prayers are very general, then we don't know whether it was answered or not. So pray specifically. Open your heart up and share your heart with God. Prayer is the most important privilege God has given to his people to have a face-to-face encounter with him. Bless you. And remember that when you pray, you are standing on holy ground. Bless you as you focus on your attitude and your words when you come into the presence of a holy God.